Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
declare that over this church and over your family this morning. Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, think about that prayer this morning. Let heaven come down to earth. Oh, Father, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means when it doesn't make sense, let your will be done. That means when we can't understand why it's happening, let your will be done today. That means when it's confusing, because we know confusion is not of you, that we step with the authority on our name of Jesus Christ, and we say, let heaven come and let it happen. You begin to declare with the authority that you have in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, let heaven come. From and by the word that we speak. individually and in our families and corporately this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance for what's going to be done this year, Jesus, to advance your kingdom. Yours is the kingdom. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship. We worship. Come on, just open up your mouth. Jesus, worship. Father, thank you this morning for your presence. Thank you for your presence, Jesus. He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's
hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. I'm anchored, never shaken. All my hope.
Mom, will you tell him this morning?
You.
Our hope is in you, Lord. Declare this morning that we are steadfast and we will not be shaken. We won't be shaken. We won't be shaken.
When I walk through deep waters, I know that you will be with me.
Deep sorrow.
me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. Yes.
Father, we're thankful for your consistent presence in our lives. We're thankful that on the days that we know exactly where you are, that we recognize your presence, but we also are thankful that in the moment, in the situation where we struggle to know you're there, we can still trust the fact that you're consistent in your presence. And that's why we declare today, as we enter a new year, we have an anchor. Our anchor holds, it's true. Our anchor is secure, it's you. We place our trust. We place all of our faith in you, Jesus, today. That's why we can bring the needs of our life to you and know that you're working on our behalf. That's why today we bring all those that are sick, which are way too many to even try to name in our own congregation. Many, many that are sick this morning that need a touch from you. And we would be concerned by that except for this fact. We know that you're with us. We know that you're faithful. We know that you're able. And so today we bring them to you and we say, God, they need a touch. And we stand in on their behalf right now that you're going to heal and set free and deliver. And that you're going to bring a breakthrough into their lives. God, for those of us in this congregation that need a spiritual touch, an emotional touch, a relationship touch, a financial touch, God, we ask, we stand on the same truth. We're not alone. We're not alone. You're our anchor in those types of storms as well. And so we ask you this morning to step in, to break in, and show yourself faithful. We believe you can accomplish this, that you desire to accomplish this. And we give you glory for it. We praise you for it. Father, we bring our movers to you today. Individuals that we know that as we enter this new year, they don't know your son, Jesus. They do not have relationship with him. And so in a very real sense, they are alone. But we declare that they're not alone because we're standing in the gap on their behalf. We claim their souls. We claim their salvation. And Father, I pray that this would be the year that we see our movers saved and set free from the sin that traps their life. And they would surrender their life completely to you. We claim them as our inheritance. It's the one thing that we ask for more than anything else for this year. We could ask for a lot of things, but this morning we ask for their soul. Family members, neighbors, co-workers, classmates, neighbors. We claim them for your kingdom's sake and for your glory. Show them that they're not alone. Let us be that Jesus with skin on that they need. I pray you would accomplish this in Jesus' name. And everybody say,
it's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.